Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com customer service. My name is Christina. How may I help you?
Hey, I got the discounted version for $17 of the transits, the astrological transits, and my phone died during the time I was watching the video.
Yes, ma'am. It would still be in your members area on your account. Do you want me to read?
Do I access that?
If you go on astrologyanswers.com, you'll see where it says log in, and you just log in there to your account. But I can resend it to you. What's your email address?
AngelsofAlchemy19@yahoo.com. AngelsofAlchemy19@yahoo.com.
One moment. All right, I've resent that to you, so you should receive it here in just a moment. And if you go on your, like I said, if you go on astrologyanswers.com and click on login, if you look under your library, you will also see it there. It looks like you just need to create your login account and set up your password.
Okay, I'm on astrologyanswers.com.
You'll go to where it says create account. Click where it says login.
No, it's prompting me to pay that again, but I already paid for the package.
If you're on the main page, it shouldn't be asking you for anything. You should login in the top right corner.
I'm trying to put in the AstrologyAnswers.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man, I don't know how to put it in. It defaults to that page.
You typed astrologyanswers.com in your browser.
Yeah.
There should be a way for you to go around the app, like to click the ad, to click X or something like that, or close.
No, it keeps coming up as the default.
You may try to close the browser and reopen it. Like I said, I have resent the report, so you should receive it in about 10 minutes. Was there anything else I could help with at this time?
No, I will try. I'm trying to get on there so that you okay, astrologyanswers.com, and it has my horoscope sign. Now what?
You'll click where it says login.
Home, horoscopes, astrology, shop, more. Where's login?
In that very, the top right corner.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I keep losing it. Login. Okay. I don't know my password.
You have to create your account.
Okay, how do I do that?
Click where it says click here to start your personalized reading, you'll just click your zodiac sign and select your birth date.
I've done this before, you know.
You can click forgot password, and it'll resend you the link as well.
I'm in a really stressful situation. I'm trying to get someone's attention who's on the other side of the world. And I don't think he believes me. People don't believe me. What I'm experiencing is unexplained phenomenon that's never happened to anybody in the history of the world. And I've got to get people to believe me.
Yes, ma'am.
My whole life's been falling apart. This thing torments me. It literally torments me. People think I'm psychotic, but I'm not.
People only believe what they can see with their eyes a lot of times.
So I have to be able to show them with their eyes what they can see.
And not with everyone. I mean, that's just how some people are, hun. But anyone, but, you know, people who truly care about you will believe you. Just keep that in mind.
I don't have a lot of people who truly care about me.
It's not always about how many people, babe. You have to keep in mind that, you know, one good person is sometimes worth more than having 20, 30 people who are just there.
Well, how am I going to find that one good person?
I don't know, hon. I'm not one of the readers. I'm not one of the psychics, so I can't tell you that one.
Thank you. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your advice. Okay. All right. So how do I get in now?
Click forgot password. And then if you've forgotten your password, just click, you know, forgot password. So it can send
but
you.
But I did. And
you
I did, and I changed it. And now it's prompting me to enter it yet again.
Yeah, it's going to want you to log in again. So once you log in, like, cause it's going to make you reset a password after it sends you that temporary. But once you get into that, you'll see where it says the my library. Actually, once you get logged in, it should come right up.
What can I buy to show people with a camera what's happening on my phone?
There's some apps where you can actually, you would just, you know, a screen recorder app maybe, or there's some apps where you can, like, see all the information going on a phone, but I don't know, you know, exactly what they are. But if it's something that you can physically see on your phone, then you should be able to record the screen.
Well, that's what I need to do. Somebody told me to get a pen camera, but I would lose it probably. I need something right on my phone that's going to record it.
Go to your apps and just search for screen recorder. And that way, all you have to do is, like, press a little button so it'll start recording whatever's showing on your screen. If you have an iPhone, it's already, like, built onto your phone.
Okay, it's letting me go to my courses.
Awesome. So you should see, hold on, let me.
It says coming soon. It doesn't show any courses here.
Let's see. Click on my library. And then it will show you your transit period guide.
I love your accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Alabama.
I love your accent.
Thank you. Where are you from?
Transit, Ohio.
Awesome. My mom grew up in Ohio.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
You're like an angel on my path right now. I've been isolated. I've been scared, and I need somebody to hold my hand through this. There's a man on the other end of the world that has been another version of him has been communicating with me through my phone. It's telling me it's pertaining to the apocalypse. It shows me what could happen: plagues, wars, the Holocaust. And he's saying the same thing on the other end of the world. He's getting the information in a different way. And he hasn't been believing me. And I believe he's my soulmate of all soulmates. I really believe we belong together, but I don't look like a likely person for him. You know, I'm not physically as attractive as he is. I'm 10 years older. And I don't think he's taking me seriously. And I don't know how to get his attention. I've been trying since 2017. And this thing won't leave me alone. It knows my thoughts. It types them in text. It knows my worst nightmares and my most precious dreams. It changes personality from benevolent to malevolent all the time. It's like a personal demon that's bullying me. And people think I'm in psychosis, but I'm not.
I've seen a lot of crazy things happen in life, honey. So I certainly don't think you're crazy. And I think that...
But you would be folding up your chair right now if you could really hear what I'm trying to convey to you. This is a phenomenon that breaks the laws of physics. It breaks the laws of what's possible.
I've seen a lot of things that are supposed to be those as well, so I tend to not doubt people like some people do. But, I mean, I will say that, you know, it in my experience, you know, if you doubt what, when people doubt what you're saying is true, a lot of times, you know, the universe has a way of proving that to them. So don't get upset and just keep that in mind.
But I have this opportunity of a lifetime. And so far, I've blown it. I got so close to getting his attention and getting him to communicate with me, and it fell apart. And then he came through and told me it's a catastrophe. I mean, he's talking to me. He's guiding me through my phone.
Well, I unfortunately do not have the answers there. But what I'm going to do is, it does sound like you need some advice from an advisor. So I'm going to add some credits for you to be able to speak with them. I'm going to put 40 credits on your account. And whenever you're ready, just go click on where it says psychics on your account and see who you think you would connect with. And then just click the call now button, and maybe they can help give you some additional, you know, advice and kind of guide you in the right direction.
Oh, my God, you're an angel. Thank you for that. I could cry. I don't have money for this stuff. I'm on disability, and I could end up homeless. I'm in big trouble.
Well, just take it one day at a time, and when you are ready, you've got that there so you can kind of get some spiritual advice and some guidance. And maybe they can get you pointed in the right direction.
Okay.
Is there anything else I could help with right now, hon?
Well, it has my birthplace wrong. It thinks that I was born in Dublin, Ohio.
Where were you born? What city were you born in?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Gotcha. I've got you updated now. You should be able to refresh it, and it should tell you Cleveland, and everything should be updated.
So my transit report is in here?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be under your library.
Yeah, I see it. How much time did I get with the psychic?
It depends on what they charge per call. So like with, say, Violet, which she's active now, that would give you about 10 minutes to speak with her.
Okay.
And if there's anything else that we can help with, don't hesitate to give us a call back, Ms. Harris. I hope you have a great evening.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you gave me the 10 minutes. Is there any way you could give me 15 total?
Well, how about we do 20? What does that sound like?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, dear. You have a great evening.
And you too.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com customer service. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. God blessed you so many times over. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.